It's no secret that you don't see as well when you get older, and for many people that limits driving. But new technology from General Motors and others may extend the time the elderly can stay on the road. Joining me by phone to explain what is taking shape at GM is Tom Seder, Lab Group Manager for GM. Thanks for being here, Tom. What is special about this windshield?
The specialness of this windshield is that it's transparent, and you can see through it like a normal windshield, but when it's addressed with ultraviolet lasers, it emits red, green, or blue, depending on what wavelength of light you irradiate it with. So it's a transparent display.
What technology is involved?
There's some nanotechnology that's a very special coating that works by a process called laser-induced fluorescence. That's the specialness of this windshield. So it's a coating that we apply to it.
And we're talking about, if you could be more specific, combining lasers, infrared sensors, and a camera.
Yeah, variety of sensors are going to be used. Infrared sensors that are looking out into the forward field of the vehicle, basic cameras, normal CMOS cameras. And then there'll be lasers used in the interior. Now, these are low-power lasers, diode lasers that are in the microwatt range, used in the interior of the vehicle to address the transparent display.
If I'm a driver, what kinds of things am I going to notice by looking through this windshield? Give me some examples, please.
So there's a variety of applications that we envision. We envision being able to assist you in navigation tasks, marking lane boundaries, a registration of night vision systems onto the real world. So there's a variety of applications that we imagine.
What happens, let's say, if something jumps out on the road? What kinds of signals would the driver be given?
Well, you can imagine that in our system, there's a registration of the detected object to the real object in the real world. So say it's a deer that jumps out in front of you and it's nighttime and you have a night vision system, the system would highlight the deer in a visible wavelength. Say you can't really see the deer because it's nighttime, but what's presented on the windshield is the location of the exact deer and its outline.
And speaking of nighttime driving, then the edge line on the road is emphasized?
Could be. With infrared cameras, we could highlight the edge of the road, or if you're driving in fog, the edge of the road could be highlighted as well.
Who is the target driver for this windshield, and do they have to have a certain level of vision?
No, this is something that we call universal design, so it's designed for everybody. Everybody would benefit from this technology, but it would benefit the elderly or the vision impaired more than the people with normal vision.
Has anybody tried it out?
It's working in the laboratory at this point, and we've not put it on the road yet.
I assume that various organizations, maybe AARP, are familiar with what's happening in your research, and what's been their reaction?
So far, everybody we've talked to have been very positive and excited about it.
What vehicles will this windshield be on?
Right now, I'm not authorized to disclose our product plans, but it's not targeted at this point for any particular vehicles.
What's the timetable? When would it hit the market?
Again, I can't really communicate that sort of information, but sometime within the next decade. This isn't a too future technology.
And if you can, how much would this add to the cost of a vehicle?
In this day and age, every technology has to buy its way onto the vehicle, so it will be a value technology. It will be affordable technology. A lot of this technology is coming out of the picoprojector market that's targeting the same sorts of technologies are being targeted for projectors in cell phone systems. So there's a whole infrastructure being developed for micro-optics, MEMS mirrors, diode lasers that are servicing other markets, and we're going to leverage those investments.
Very interesting. GM researcher Tom Seder on a windshield combining lasers, infrared sensors, and a camera to help older drivers and other drivers as well. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.